Well, I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm right now home from church with a little sick one. It's that time of year. Sickness goes around quite rampantly. But it's also the day of the month that in the church we like to get up and stand and bear our testimonies in church. And we have an opportunity, anyone who wants to stand up and just share their feelings about the Savior, about God, about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I know this isn't my traditional style. I tend to be rather silly and fun. But just for today, I thought instead that I'd simply share my testimony of Jesus Christ. And I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what to address exactly, except to just share my feelings and my knowledge of what I know to be true. I know that most of you listening, probably most of my friends on the internet, as well as many of you who come across this, are probably already members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and probably believe many of the same things that I'm going to say. But I hope for the rest of you, those of you who don't believe in the church, I hope you'll at least listen. And I hope to say the kinds of things that you would hear if you were in a church meeting, a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, on a testimony meeting day. And you know, I've had a testimony of the gospel since I was a teenager, and very strongly so. And even when I was a child, I felt strong inclinations toward learning about God and learning about the Savior. But over time, that testimony has only strengthened. I've studied in high school, in college, served a mission, and have done countless hours of my own study of the gospel. And ultimately, it's not about scholarship. It's not about learning from books, per se. It's about coming to know the Savior for yourself, Jesus Christ. And this is where I often lack for words when I say this, but I know, I absolutely know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God is real. He is absolutely real. What can I do to express that feeling, that knowledge, that sense of my entire being screaming out that this is true? It's not passion. I know passion. I know the feelings of a burning desire for something, or a burning love of something, or enjoyment of something, or need for something. This is so much more than that. So much more. It's an unmistakable, undeniable recognition that God is real. And sure, you may have questions. Sure, you may wonder, well, then why does he let us suffer? Why does he let these terrible things happen all over the world? And we could go on all day talking about all the questions and answers, and it may or may not get you closer to believing. That's not my point right now. My point is to tell you that God is real and that he loves you. He really does. He absolutely loves you. I know him well enough to know that. I don't know him as well as I'd like to, but I know him well enough to know that he absolutely loves you. He knows you. He knows your name. He knows your situation. He knows your thoughts, your feelings. He knows everything about you. He is an infinite, eternal being, but he's also a very intimate, loving individual who cares as much for you and more for you than you care for yourself or for your own family. If you don't believe that, I understand. There's so many excuses to doubt. But it's still true. It's still absolutely true. God is real. And Jesus Christ really is his son. I don't want to sound cliche by talking about how, you know, Jesus being your personal savior, that you need to declare his name or something, in those cliched terms. I just don't know what terms to use, because the knowledge that I have is absolute. It is absolute. I don't know how to express it other than to say, I know that it's true. And some may say, yeah, but you're brainwashed. You've completely, given yourself over to something and allowed it to brainwash you. I don't know what you can say to somebody like that when they suggest that, except to say, well, it's not true. I mean, it's God himself who's given me this knowledge, and I can't deny it. I can't deny it. I simply can't. Not without being a liar, not without pretending or making up stories in order to sound like I don't know that it's true, because I do know that it's true. And I wish there was a way to really express it. You know, when you get that kind of knowledge, when you get that kind of understanding, you're not automatically granted full expression of how to teach it, how to say it, how to tell other people what you've experienced, what you feel, what you know, what's going on in here and in here, and all around you, and everything you see. You're not given words to know how to express that. That's not exactly the point. And I guess part of the challenge of life, especially once you do know of the reality of God and his son, is the challenge of knowing and learning how to help others to come to that same understanding. And honestly, I don't know how to do it. I've tried for years to share my testimony, either to friends or on the internet or in recordings or in testimony meetings, in anything I can to do to express what I'm feeling and what I know. And I guess my efforts, whether you can call them successful or not, it's hard to say. How many people have come to understand and know that God is real because of what I said? I don't know, and I don't know that I'm all that good at convincing people, but I don't think that's intended to be my gift. I don't think I'm intended to be able to express in eloquence what I'm trying to say. If that comes, it won't be as a result of my testimony, but maybe as a developed gift separate. Anyway, I'm getting off track. What I'm trying to say is that God is real, regardless of what you believe about him, regardless of what I believe about him. He's real, and Jesus Christ is real. And though if you aren't a member of the church, you may not believe this also, but I can testify to you that he has a church that's his church, and it's his only church. That's not to say he doesn't touch people in every church. I think he does. I think he inspires people of of every religion that strive to do good. I think he inspires them, but there's only one that is completely led by him. And it's true that we in the church, we're as members of the church, lack in so many ways, and we struggle. And if you can compare it to something, you have to kind of compare it to a hospital where there's all these sick people that are at the hospital trying to get better. And it's tempting for many to look at the people in the hospital and say, look, they're sick. They're sick. How can you say that this is a hospital that works if these people in the hospital are sick? Well, the answer is because we're sick. We're trying. We're wanting to get better, but we've got a long way to go. And so I hope you won't condemn members of the church for not being perfect. Don't look at their lives as much as you look at the doctrine. And once you look at the doctrine, the things that are taught by leaders of the church every day, and especially those who lead the church in who are prophets and apostles, the things that they teach are absolutely the Word of God. They're the things that God wants us to learn. And you know, we get a lot of times, you know, flack for you know, one thing or another. You know, I can't even think of any examples at the moment, but there's, I'm sure you can think of something that Mormons are considered faulty for thinking this way. Well, I can testify also the prophets are speaking out against those cultural things that we are doing wrong. They're correcting us on those things. And they're constantly telling us, this has got to stop. The Lord has made his word clear, and this is what it says. And the Lord teaches us that, and then they correct us on the doctrine. We're being corrected all the time. We are sick patients at a hospital, learning and trying to get better. Some of us are more healthy than others. What I am suggesting is come to the hospital. We can help. Not just with your sins. And yes, the Lord Jesus Christ can and will help you with your sins, but there's so much more than that. He can help you with your family, with your personal life, with your relationships with your friends, those things that are most important to you, that are deep down the most important things in your life. The Lord has provided a way to strengthen and empower those things beyond anything you can imagine. Beyond anything that you can imagine. If you doubt that, I'm sorry. I don't know how to express to you. Give it a try. You've got to at least look into it. And it's your choice. It's your choice. I can't force you to believe what I'm saying. I can't force you to even believe that I am telling you what I truly believe to be true. But I can testify that I know these things to be true. I know that this is the Church of God, that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is led by the Savior today. So, again, I don't know if you'll believe me. If you're a member of the church, you probably will. You probably feel the same way. If you're not, please at least think about it. Pray about it. That's the big thing that we're always asking people. And partly because we don't know how to express. We don't know how to say what we know to be true. We are taught and told ourselves by the prophets of God. Don't take my word for it. Go to God. Ask him. Talk to him. You know how to do it. It's through prayer. He'll hear your prayer. He will hear your prayer. If you doubt your ability to reach out to God, at least have a little faith in his ability to hear someone, even as simple as you, because he does, and he will. Ask him. I know that these things are true. And I testify that they are true in the name of Jesus Christ.